On Tuesday, I spoke to a colleague who spent over 4 hours waiting to process her vehicle license renewal, and there are stories worse than that. There's still a huge backlog in people who need to get their vehicle licenses renewed. Many are taking time off from work in order to stand in line, and sometimes, often, they're still turned away. E-services working for some but not for others, and this has led to a gap in the market for third-party applicants who stand in line on your behalf. One of them is Carl, who is waiting in a line somewhere to renew somebody's vehicle license. Morning, Carl.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on your show.
Huge pleasure. How long have you been doing it?
I've actually only started in July, John.
Okay, and
I used to work at a car dealer on the service counter, and when COVID struck, they put me on short time, 1 day a week, and I found out I needed to do something else to supplement my income.
And how did you end up doing this to supplement?
Well, I started doing shopping for all the disadvantaged people at risk in my area, and charging them to go and fetch their shopping and take it to them. And then one of them asked me, can't you do my car license renewal? It needs to be renewed. So I did that, and they told one of their friends, and they told one of their friends, and then it just ballooned from there.
And now, I mean, are you with your 1 day a week doing the job that you had before COVID plus this? Are you making roughly the same money or actually a bit more than?
I'm actually replaced my salary that I used to have. I don't work there anymore. And I now do this full time.
I mean, wonder what the long-term prospects are, because there'll come a time, I suppose, when the backlog has been caught up and there won't be as much of a need for your services.
Well, I think that even if the backlog is caught up, it's going to take a while to do. But also, if you need to renew your car license, you really don't want to take a day's leave to go and do it and write off a day's leave. So if there's an option of having it done for you for 200 Rand instead of taking a day's leave, most people will say, okay, no problem, I'll pay you the 200 Rand, and then I'll drop it off at their house or at their work for them.
And how many applications are you doing a day?
About 10.
Do you do them all at once? Or
no. No, the traffic department will only let us do 3 at a time, so we have to queue a couple of times to get them done.
And there is a dealer's queue and there's a citizen queue. Which
That's
one do you
right,
stand in?
I stand in the dealer's queue, because if you're doing 3 transactions, they class you as a dealer. Okay. And then the citizens actually go in past us. So they allow one dealer in, and when that dealer comes out, the next dealer is allowed in. Okay. In the meantime, the public queue is flowing as normal.
Okay. So that means I'm in 10 times 200. That's 2,000 Rand a day.
You know, it is, yeah.
Okay.
But then, to make it easy for people, they email all the paperwork to me, and I print it at night for them, get it all ready, and I take it in the morning and do it, and then I go and drop it off at their house.
How much time do you spend on your feet on a day, Carl?
From 5:30 or 5 o'clock when we normally get you, till about 3 o'clock.
And you're on your feet all of that time.
That's right. You're standing in queues and being inside at the counter, maybe going for a quick cup of coffee in between going in. But yeah, we're on our feet most of the day.
And how do you cope with that waiting? What's your approach to sort of deal with the endless, I don't know, boredom? Or maybe it's not boring.
Well,
you know, maybe you've made some very good friends. And
as you say, there is a dealer queue, and you tend to get to know the guys. So when you're outside, you're chatting with all the other guys, and yeah, it's a little bit more social than just standing on your own in a queue for 8 hours.
And then you have to go home and do all the paperwork. So it's a long day for your two. You know, 2,000 Rand a day sounds like quite a lot of money, and I suppose it is. It's 10,000, it's 40,000 Rand a month if you're queuing 5 days a week.
Yeah.
But you're working very long hours for that.
Yes, I normally get to bed about 10:30 at night.
And then you're up.
Once I've got home, then I need to go and take those 10 and write out a little receipt for them, check the address where they must be delivered to, and prep them for delivery for the next morning. And then I go onto the laptop and I say, right, here's all the applications I've received today. Let me print all those out, get them ready for the next morning, make sure my ID's attached, make sure the paperwork they sent me is correct. And then I go to bed at about 10, 11 o'clock.
And then up very early. And you do Parow, Goodwood and Milnerton, only those offices?
No, I do everywhere in Cape Town, but I tend to go between Parow, Goodwood and Milnerton offices. I alternate in the morning. We just go, okay, let's go try this one today.
A way of people getting hold of you if they've been listening and going, whoa, that's the service I need?
They can phone me on 082-043-2493, or they're welcome to email me as well on carl.fernandes@gmail.com.
Carl Fernandes, professional
Carl
QA.
Fernandes.
Yeah, thanks very much. And Fernandes is Fernandes, and Carl is Carl. And I have the written number written down. Bruce and Stefan have the number written down. So he's not the only person providing the service. There are others. But if you liked what you heard and you would like to make use of his services, then we will be able to pass the contact details on to you.